love Rainbow Grocery because it's the number one grocery store to shop at when you're having a potluck and need to fulfill everyone's dietary needs.
They don't have meat. Rainbow Grocery Cooperative, an amazing San Francisco staple since 1975. For all your space chicken, sci-fi, comedy, non-political humor needs, go to timstesseract.com. Read fiction about the future of San Francisco after the water wars of 2121 in Jane 6. Ask a Jedi for important life hacks. Eat flesh with the bear exoskeleton Contessa. And check your horror horoscope on Horoscopia. Updated every 3 parsecs. TimsTesseract.com.
TimsTesseract.com.
So you want to be a comic? It's not as easy as we make it look. But that's because Mutiny Radio has 8 hours a week of open mic stage time for all your comedy workout needs. Strain those improv muscles every Sunday from 4 to 6 at Getting Sketchy with David Stolowitz. Press out those new jokes every Monday, 6 to 8 on Joke Workshop, with 4-minute sets and 4-minute critiques from everyone kept positive by host Pam Benjamin. Pump those dick jokes every Thursday, 7 to 9 with True Hustle Thursdays, hashtag THC. That's hashtag THCT. You want more open mics? Fridays, 6 to 8. Happy hour with guest host and George D. Smith. Pew, pew, pew. 4 open mics every week at Mutiny Radio, brother.
Come in after work and take a seat at Asiento, a great place to meet friends, have delicious tapas and drinks, and relax with your neighbors. Located at Bryant 21st Street in the Deep Mission, Kitty Corner Block for Mutiny Radio. Come and get a drink during the Comedy Festival and enjoy happy hour pricing all night long with your festival ticket. A great neighborhood bar, come take a seat at Asiento.
The Roxy Theater is San Francisco's favorite nonprofit art house cinema, bringing you the best, coolest, weirdest, most thought-provoking movies of the past, present, and future. Hands down, there is no better way to get your film fix than at this legendary historic theater. Visit www.roxy.com, that's www.roxie.com today for showtimes and tickets.
Everybody should listen to Mutiny Radio at mutinyradio.fm. It's a great place to listen to crazy things.
They drink around the corner somewhere else, not here. But come to Happy Hour every Friday from 6 to 8 with Trina Roderick.
Yeah, do that.
Hey people, this is the Flat Black Plastic Show, coming to you directly live from the corner of 21st and Florida. Enjoy.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Red Fox.
Well, most of you know that I'm a war veteran. You can see I was shot in the face. See, a sniper threw a hand grenade and exploded and tore my other face away. And a team of doctors grafted skin, grafted more skin, made me a new face. I don't know where they got the meat from, but every time I get tired, my jaws want to sit down. I can talk about World War II because I don't know too much about Vietnam, but I know World War II. I'm a veteran. I backed up so far in one battle, I bumped into a general. He said, "Why are you running?" I said, "I'm running because I cannot fly." People ask you a whole lot of dumb stuff under pressure. I was overseas for one battle I'll never forget. 3 days we fought that night. Hand-to-hand combat, karate, judo, rifle butts, tanks, flamethrowers, bazooka guns, 200 to 1. Toughest Japanese soldier we ever ran into. But nothing yell about him. He was just mean. I was a paratrooper for a long while. A lot of people know my exploits in the paratroops. One time, the sergeant is getting instructions to all the soldiers how to use a parachute. He said, look, you guys, you jump out of the plane, you count to 10, pull the ripcord, the chute will open and float you down with the equipment. But one little paratrooper didn't hear the sergeant too well, and besides, he stuttered a little bit when he talked, and he walked over to the sergeant and said, Sergeant, how high? Ted, how high did Ted, you say we were supposed? How high did you say we were supposed to count to? Sergeant looked at him and said, you better count to 1.
Yeah, it's always an exciting moment.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us about who your musical influences are.
God,
welcome y'all to Afternoon Delight 6.9.
Did he just say 69?
Yeah, if you tuning in right now, you just on time.
Oh boy.
It's a podcast. I don't know, maybe you've heard of them. Perhaps you've been living under a rock, which brings me to our hosts. We got Amanda Rocks.
Amanda Rocks!
Karaoke host from Oklahoma. Kind of makes me think of Opie from Muskogee. I think that was Merle Haggard. Anybody ever listen to Merle Haggard? We got Sarah Late Ass Sparkles. They've been calling her Late Ass Sparkles because she's on time to everything and sparkly. So y'all motherfuckers gotta stop listening to me and start listening to these two females. And I mean, they crazy, like, you know, batshit crazy. Get the kids to sitter, you know what I'm saying? Enjoy the show.
Welcome to Afternoon Delight. This is Amanda Rocks, and we also have
Delightful Dave
and
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I'm alive.
Thanks for getting me to the show today.
No problem.
Appreciate it. And also, thank you, Dave, for having everything ready and being the responsible one of the group that gets here early. Even though I was here early for once, which is, you know, not normal.
I got here really early because I just wanted to walk around, and I have a lot of anxiety today, so I just wanted to walk it all off and just, like, chill out. And went to Starbucks, went and walked back down. Yeah.
Speaking of Starbucks, I was working in downtown Redwood City, and I badly needed some coffee, so I walk up the street. And lo and behold, like, right at the corner of the Fox Theater is a Starbucks Reserve.
What is that?
What is that?
Starbucks Reserve, okay. They reserve all the best coffees that Starbucks has to offer.
Ooh.
And they only do coffee in, like, their clover machine. Like, you've seen certain Starbucks with the clover machine that, you know, kind of pops up. And So they only do that, and all Starbucks coffee masters work there. So you have to be a Starbucks coffee master to work there.
Okay, right.
And they have all these specialty drinks that you can only get there.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. But if you're not a coffee fan, I mean, I will drink coffee sometimes, but it's got to have so much sugar in it and so much creamer that it's not really coffee hardly anymore.
I had a soy chai latte. It was very good.
What is that?
Chai. It's chai tea.
Sounds healthy.
It's actually quite unhealthy if you look at the raw tea. But it's still tea, so it's better than some stuff. But
I wanted to taste the difference between, like, Starbucks Reserve and Starbucks, so I just ordered, like, a peppermint white mocha.
That sounds good.
It's actually really good, and, like, they fucking killed it. So shout out to Starbucks Reserve.
Singing kids are walking by.
Oh yay! We like singing kids. So today I think I wore the shortest skirt ever. Sarah gave me this awesome dress, and
that explains it.
And she was like, "It's gonna fit you." And you know what? It does. But all I have to do is, like, move, and, like, all of a sudden my ass is almost hanging out. Which, I mean, that's a cute dress, though. I like it. Thank you, Sarah. I'm wearing the dress.
Thank you, Sarah.
But it's quite risque. If I flash anyone today, and it's not, like, risque, like, my boobs aren't showing, my arms are covered, it's actually, and my butt, on the other hand.
Just got that
which
sort of
makes it risque.
But I'm also wearing some of my awesome new socks that I got from Nikki, and they match this dress perfectly, and it's got a little lace at the top, and these are my new boots that I got for my birthday from Jake, but they're not really boots. They're
Converse high tops.
They're not Converse.
Those boots like are made for walking.
They look like
Converse boot tops.
Yeah, they're like... Imagine a Converse, but instead of a high top, a knee top.
A knee top.
There you go. It's almost to the knee.
Yep.
And actually, it's not. It's like mid-thigh. Anyway, they're cool boots. Thanks, Jakey Poo. They're for my birthday.
Jakey Poo.
So, the socks I got at the Sock Exchange last night.
Ooh, the Sock Exchange.
Yes, and McGovern's. And Johnny Gorgeous.
Johnny Gorgeous.
International Sock Exchange is what I saw on the Facebook thing today.
It is quite famous, apparently, and I am quite honored to get a pair of socks from Johnny Gorgeous. So shout out to Johnny Gorgeous.
Who might possibly show up today.
Ooh, does he have any extra socks? Because I really could use some socks. I'm actually low.
Well, Paul and Johnny were at the... Well, Jake and I went to eat at the Apple Fritter this morning, and lo and behold, he goes in to get, like, some ketchup, and he goes, "Hey, Johnny and Paul are here." And I was like, cool, they're ordering. So they came out, and then we ran into another friend, Sean, who was just happened to be there. But Johnny and Paul said they might show up around 4.
I did call Johnny Gorgeous.
Yes, you did call him on the way. I sent them the address, so I'm thinking, we're also supposed to have Uncle D.
Uncle D.
Yes, he wrote a brand new.
Oh yeah, we're still. Yeah, we were waiting on the. We're also waiting on another drop or something. Or did he give you the music for the?
I don't know.
Yeah, he was going to give you music for.
I don't think it's worked.
Oh, okay.
But I do know it worked. His Christmas song.
All right.
He came to my show last Sunday and gave me a disc, and it had 3 songs on it. One of them's just, like, the instrumental. One's one with vocals, and one's his, like, a performance of. But it's. He's going to come here today and play the Christmas song, supposedly.
All right.
Yay.
And I keep saying Russell's going to be here, but I think it's not till next week. I could be wrong.
Okay.
Because normally Russell's the responsible one, too, and is always early to everything. And he would be here, damn it, or something happened to him. So I'm thinking maybe it's next week.
He didn't text back, so my guess is he's working?
Yeah, he might. Yeah, he's probably listening right now. But
we hope the phone works because...
Yeah, we don't know if the phone works today. I did get some emails that I have not read. Then I saw them pop up, and I worked last night and with the stock exchange, and like I saw them, and I'm also just as bad at responding to emails as I am to phone calls and texts. FYI. I saw them pop, and one was like popped up right as we were walking in. So I don't know. I should probably just hand my phone over to you and let you read them, Delightful Dave, and be the responsible one of the group.
And get he's quite male secretary.
And find out what's going on because I don't know.
Amanda's office. Delightful Dave.
I was busy last night. I was shocked. I did not expect to be busy.
It is Christmas season.
Well, yeah, but so they had the sock exchange over at McGovern's, and so all my regular, singers were over there. I mean, I did start out the night there, but I had to leave at like 8 p.m. It was early. So I could go to work myself over at Swingin' Door every Wednesday, San Mateo, karaoke.
Plug.
Nice. Right? That was smooth.
Thanks. And
where else can we find you?
Where else? Well, hold on. Let me finish this story. So I have to leave, and I'm not expecting it to be busy. Okay. But when I dropped off equipment early, there were like a couple of Christmas parties going on. But lo and behold, when I get there, they're all gone.
Oh.
I mean, the place was swinging at like 6 p.m.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Happy hour.
There were like Christmas groups, parties, and they were doing the White Elephant Exchange, having a blast. And I'm like, okay, I'll be back in an hour, an hour and a half.
They all said karaoke. Oh, no. Well, let's get out of here.
Yeah, they all left.
They must have hated karaoke.
Well, I don't even know if they knew.
Maybe.
But there was one group of women there that the only reason they were there is they thought there was a party there tonight, but it was actually somewhere else. So.
Oh, okay.
And they just went ahead and stayed.
Oh,
which was nice.
Yeah.
I'm sorry they didn't make it to their party, but I was like, it'll be our party. Come on.
Yeah.
I mean,
I had on my Santa cape that I made and...
Santa cape. Can you describe this cape?
It's red crushed velvet with white fur all the way around it, and it's got a hood along with the cape. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
And there's a fucking Christmas tree on it.
And okay, that's how I ordered it though, off Amazon. It was like $15,
unbedazzled.
It goes to like right a little bit, it's like a little bit past my butt length, as far as capes go. It doesn't go to my feet.
Right.
But it's not a short one. But I painted a Christmas tree on the back.
Wow.
Yes. And it's an awesome Christmas tree. Not only did I paint it, but I added tinsel.
You painted velvet.
Yeah, I painted velvet.
You did. With what?
Acrylic paint.
Okay.
It works.
Hmm.
Yeah. So I did figure out that there is some stuff you can add to paint to actually make it into fabric paint. Because I was having a hard time getting it to
bond,
working with it,
Yeah,
but I
doesn't quite.
I rocked it. I did it.
To whatever.
But then I actually don't even like turning it into the fabric paint. It made it like soak in,
right?
And that like changed the look of stuff,
right? Right.
So anyway, but I put tinsel on there and little glass. I had mirrors that were small, like size of quarters and stuff, that I hot glued on along with the so to make. Ornaments.
Right.
And then tinsel and lights. The thing lit up.
The
Christmas tree lit up.
Yeah, the same ones you had last week or a week before with
the same type of lights, but on the back of a cape instead.
Nice. Yeah.
And it's pretty darn cool.
That's pretty cool.
I have to say, I had someone offer to buy it. I was just like, nope. You know, I had someone offer to buy my coat last year too.
Yeah.
Like I made a it started out as a dress. It was a little too tight and short, so I cut it up the front.
Right.
And then I added like fur or something. No, yeah. And lights.
And
lights
sleeves.
Around it. No, it had sleeves already.
Yeah.
I know. That's the joke.
But it lit up. I had like this rope of lights that I put all around it, and someone offered to buy it, and I was like, no, I'm good. And then I didn't even wear it.
How much did they offer?
Last year, $75.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But I'm like, no, I want it. It's my coat. It lights up. You know? Yes, Bob, go get your food.
Yes, I'm so hungry.
Right, yeah, Bob.
So, by the way, this week we had a birthday. Happy birthday, Delightful Dave.
Thank you, thank you.
And anything exciting?
Exciting. Oh, just a dinner out with the closest fam and family friend, I guess. Yeah, grandma. Oh. Grandma-in-law, really.
Fun.
it was uneventful. What else did we do? Oh, because we're actually planning another, like, dinner party with friends, but, you know, it's the holidays, it's hard to schedule, everybody doesn't respond to texts.
So
we usually plan it a little later, like, in between or around Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we also have, like, Christmas stuff. Yeah.
Awesome. Sounds fun.
Yeah. That's the problem with having it December 18th. It's always a week
so
before
close.
Christmas.
Yeah.
And it was always the week of finals when you're in college. And everybody's leaving. And it's like, happy birthday. And they head out the door.
I get the same thing. But mine's because of Thanksgiving.
Right. Exactly.
You know. So, like, you have your party and everyone's out of town for Thanksgiving.
Nobody's in town. Right. Yeah.
And they're like, oh, sorry. Like, great. Good times.
Good times. Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sarah, hopefully we'll be out today.
I hope so.
She hadn't been here a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
So.
Just a little health scare.
But hopefully everything will be okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think she's overworked and overstressed.
Yes.
Just need to give her a break. Tell her it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love her.
We love her. Yes.
Yes. And, what else is going on? I'm going to Brentwood this weekend. I don't know where that's at, but I've been told it's kind of far away.
Yeah, that's in, L.A., Brentwood?
I don't know.
That's the thing about California. Like there's always, like, a town in California that's called Brentwood, and then there's a neighborhood in L.A. called Brentwood.
Oh, I think
town.
I don't know, but I'm thinking it's a town. Where's the town, Brentwood?
Oh, I don't
know. Do you even know?
I have to Google it.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
And I don't know. He didn't say we were going to L.A. Like, I think it's the town Brentwood.
Okay.
I could be wrong. But there's, like, a, his friend's family has a house there, and they're his friends, Jillian Haley, have a Christmas party every year. And I went to the Christmas party last year, but it was not in Brentwood. It was somewhere around here. But, so go out there for the night. And then I have Sunday off. No karaoke this Sunday at the Longboard in Pacifica because it's Christmas Eve.
Are they doing something? Are they closing up or are they doing something special?
No, I had the opportunity. I was like, am I working on Christmas Eve? Hey, I need to know, you know, this last Sunday. And they were like, well, it's up to you. If you want to, you can. If not, we understand it's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And so I got a hold of Jake and said, hey, do we have plans? I don't know. And he said, just take it off. We got better things to do. And then you work. And I'm like, okay. I mean, Santa's going to come.
I keep looking for my phone.
I was wondering what you were doing.
Yeah, if you hear that squeaking noise, it's me looking for my phone.
No, but if you saw him in studio, it was like.
Because I was charging it for a while, and then I wasn't charging it, and then.
Oh, well.
Oh, here it is. Charging.
Found.
These are the squeakiest chairs in any studio ever.
I'll agree. Because you know what? I'm thinking I can actually hear that. Well, it's because of the speak. I'm wearing headphones, right? Because if, like, I didn't have, you can't hear anything when your mic's not on.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, or at least it's hard to tell if.
If you've got your headphones on, and you can't hear.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Where's Uncle D? I need to.
It's a beautiful
text
day.
Text that fool.
I was, like, walking around the neighborhood. It was so cold. Was it really cold this morning? There was, like, a frost alert around.
I wasn't awake before.
I got a thing on my phone.
I was not out of bed before noon. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. I mean, I went and had breakfast, but it was like 12:30.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just
don't wake up early.
Oh, yeah. Then today, of all things, my wife texts me and says she's thinking about starting a podcast.
Really?
And so I was thinking of...
should bring her on.
And her and I have a co-worker of hers. Mm-hmm. And
You should bring her on.
We should do that.
She wants, you know, is interested in having a podcast, and, you know,
yeah,
that'd be awesome. So we're about to have a kids' day, by the way.
Oh, kids' day?
You mean kids' day.
Which kids? The Pam's kids' day?
No.
Oh, no.
We're
another?
About to have
whose kids' day?
Our kids, our own Afternoon Delight kids' day. I think it's going to possibly be next week when Russell's coming. But so here's the thing. Sarah's son. Eric has expressed much interest
right.
of being on the show.
That is right. I have heard this.
And I talked to him and I said, so what are you going to talk about? And he's going to tell you, I'm going to tell you what he said. This is funny. Well, shit. He said, he goes, cocaine and drugs. He's 11.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. He doesn't know anything about cocaine and drugs.
We're gonna
and
have
I was
to,
like, listen, you know.
This is going to be one of those cases where we're going to actually have to go after we're done and maybe bleep out certain sections of the, before we upload the video or the audio.
Possibly, because I was like, you know, kid, you know, I don't want to get in trouble for having some 11-year-old
contributing to the frequency of
talking about.
I mean, yes, you're.
I was
legal
like, we're gonna have to watch
present,
what you're talking about, dude. You know, any cuss is worse than a sailor. Okay. You want? Oh, which mic do you have? I'll put you on mic out there. It's Bob.
Oh, it's okay. Bob's got the.
What mic?
Back.
Four. Try that. Talk into it. See if that's it.
Oh.
No. Hold on.
No.
Go get in. Talk again.
La la la.
No. Go.
Hi.
There we
gotcha.
Go. Gotcha.
Okay. Yay. Right.
So I got the whole left side of the menu. I'm so excited. I'm so hungry.
Well, yum.
Yum.
Well, so, oh, what was I talking about? Oh, so her son. So we're thinking while he's out for Christmas break.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Having come on.
Ah.
But also, I talked to Panda Slim.
Okay.
And his kids will be, he hasn't been able to come on the show because, he was my second co-host, by the way.
All right.
And the reason he hasn't been able to come on this show since we moved to Mutiny is because he has his children on Thursdays, because we changed days. We used to be on Wednesdays.
Right.
And now we changed to Thursdays.
Yeah.
And so I think he might be bringing his to, he was like, hey, my son would think this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's cool. So his son is like 12.
Yeah.
Right. And his daughter is like 14 or 15, something like that.
That's a tough age.
Doesn't he have a kid in college?
No, he's only got the two children.
A girl at 14.
Like a girl, she's either 14 or possibly 15.
Yeah.
But then the other one is like 11, 12.
Watch her be like 18.
No, she's not. She's not.
Yeah, no, she's pretty young.
Oh,
ooh,
we got a phone call. Hold on. We'll see if
this
works.
Let's see if this works, yeah. I'll grab this.
Russell.
All right. Mutiny Radio.
Afternoon Delight.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, and it works.
Oh, yay.
Can you hear me now?
This is Sarah Sparkles. How you doing?
We are good.
Hey, I wanted to give an update on the Panda Slim situation.
Okay. What?
Go for it.
His kids do not want to do it.
Oh.
Okay.
So we need to, like, find some kids on the street or something to, like, fill in or...
Well, because Pam just announced some kids program thing that she does every year with kids, you know, boys and girls clubs, but, like, you know, come join and try to make a podcast or at least talk on the radio and do cool things with radio. That's always fun.
Well, it should be fun anyway.
Steal some of her kids,
I don't know if we're going to let my kids wear on the air like a stripper.
Right? But there's nothing, but you can't.
I can set up a bleep
so we
button.
Might.
5 second delay.
Can we do a 5 second delay? I don't know if that's
why
possible.
Do we have to do a 5 second delay?
So
why
we can bleep stuff.
I'd have to be in a booth, like in the bathroom or something, with the headphone on and bleeping every. That wouldn't be very fun.
Well, the day we start bleeping our show is the day I don't want to do our show.
Aww.
So, you know, I don't know about bleeping.
Okay.
But, anywho,
well, I guess, you know what? I mean, as long as we have the kid's parent on as a sign of release, Mom. Sarah Sparkle.
I'll be happy.
This is Afternoon Delight and Mutiny Radio are not responsible for...
Please don't sue us, co-host.
Yeah, right?
You know.
How does that work out?
I'm going to see that little foul mouth right now really quick, and then I'll be in.
Okay.
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 All right.
Okay.
Hey, will you do me a favor and text Uncle
Okay, fine.
Oh. She dropped.
Okay. I'm going to tell her to text Uncle D. That is Christmas.
The phone sounded good. I think they picked something.
Yeah, they must have. I mean,
the balance is much better. It used to be way off.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I bet that says in one of those emails they sent me. Okay, well, I guess Panda Slim's kids don't want to be on.
Oh, well.
But he's still, I believe, still interested in coming on. Yes, he was my second co-host.
Okay.
First I had Krista, and then I had Panda Slim, and then Sarah Sparkles. And now we have Delightful Dave also.
Yay.
And me?
And we have Bob.
And Bob. Where's that? Oh, more callers.
Oh. Afternoon Delight Mutiny Radio. Who's this?
I love cheese.
Ah, hey. It's a little happy.
Hey.
How are you?
Finally got through.
Yes. Yeah. Like, so the phones were like jacked up last week for something. Yeah. But
I know.
It was not fun. So how has your week been, little happy? Happy?
Oh, so far, so good. I'm just getting a few last-minute things together until I hopefully get on The Voice next year.
Yay!
Yay.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
We'll have little happy watch parties.
That would be cool.
Oh, that's too...
Biggest thing I've got to deal with right now is I have a friend of mine... who's been living with me, but once I leave, he's not going to have anywhere to go, so I've got to try to find him a place.
Ah. Well, if anyone knows, contact us for a little happy.
Yeah, if any of you listeners out there.
There you go.
He just kind of keeps to himself, and all he really needs is just his own room, and then he's good.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And here in the city, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone out there? Call in, let us know. Have you written any new songs?
Yes, I did, actually.
Would you like to sing it for us? Or do you have it somehow?
Okay,
I don't
know. Sure.
Okay.
So this one is called Makeup Sex.
Okay. I like it already.
This is a first, I must admit. You and I lost in conversation. And I don't have to put on the eagles to avoid a confrontation. You're going on about a book that you've been reading, while I'm all too aware of how your words can be deceiving. 'Cause it's only the calm before the storm. The makeup sex after the fight might be enough to keep me warm, but not all the way through the night. The honeymoon's always nice, but it can't last forever. And if that's all we're looking forward to, then we shouldn't even be together. This is a first, you and I talking to each other. It hasn't been this way since we first were lovers. It's funny how the end is bringing out your best side. Sometimes I've even thought of giving us one more try. 'Cause it's only the calm before the storm. The makeup sex after the fight might be enough to keep me warm, but not all the way through the night. The honeymoon's always nice, but it can't last forever. And if that's all we're looking forward to, then we shouldn't even be together. Thanks for letting me stay till I found a new place. And thanks for the cab fare. I know it don't seem fair. I guess this is it. We are finally through. I only wish the best things for you. We were only the calm before the storm. The makeup sex after the fight sure was enough to keep us warm, but not all the way through the night. I guess it's true when they say nothing lasts forever. And if there's nothing left for us to do, then we shouldn't even be together. There you go.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I love that song.
Thank
so
you.
True. Awesome song.
You need to get in here again and record some more tracks in the studio. Come on.
That would be nice. If only I could get GarageBand to start working again.
Well, come here. We'll work it. We'll get it working for you.
Oh, maybe I will then.
There you go. So, like the band that was on last week, they were normally like a, you know, more kind of a rock metal-y band, and they played acoustic for the first time.
Oh, Homebrew?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. That was really good.
Yeah.
So that was the first time they've ever played acoustically, and
they sounded good.
And I thought it was kind of cool that they had it, and it's now recorded for them, you know, and they can go back and, you know, listen. Because they were like, oh, we didn't know how it sounded.
Try two.
And, you know, it was like,
they're two,
like,
try two.
Just dying to, like, to listen
push
to
the,
it.
Push the number two. The two?
Yeah, okay. I wish I could have been there. I was at Bart. I was thinking, darn, if only I didn't have to pay the rent, I could have come down there and, I don't know, maybe we could have, like, done a little jam session or something.
Right?
Check
that would have been
one.
Cool.
Well, I'll pay your studio fee.
Awesome.
All right. Well, would you please sing us the cheese song before we let you go?
Three.
I certainly will.
And because I think, I think Bob's out there eating cheese.
Oh, okay.
On tacos.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go ahead.
To Bob and all the other cheese lovers. I love cheese. I eat it all the time. I love cheese. It makes me feel so fine. I love cheese. I eat it every day. I love cheese. It makes me want to say, I love cheese. I love cheese. I love cheese. It gives me such a thrill. I love cheese. It makes me feel so chill. I love cheese. I eat it every day. I love cheese. It makes me want to say, I love cheese. I love cheese. There is no other food that does for me what cheese can do. There is no other place. Not even chocolate can take its place. Because I love cheese. I eat it all the time. I love cheese. It makes me feel so fine. I love cheese. I eat it every day. I love cheese. It makes me want to say, I love cheese. I love cheese. Cheese!
Yay! Yay. Thanks, yeah. Little Happy. That made me happy.
That made me happy.
it's always fun talking with you guys.
Right.
All right.
Thanks. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
You so like Little Happy.
I actually have chili rellenos out here, and that's basically one big fucking chili with cheese in it.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yum.
All right. I'm getting really thirsty. You all have something to drink, and I don't.
I'm sorry.
This medication I'm on, let's just call it that, makes my mouth very dry.
My drink has what I call floaties.
Oh, yeah, the aloe vera stuff. Oh,
I like floaties in my drinks. Like, in the chunkier, so the like, better for
okay,
some reason.
Right. So, like, orange juice, the pulp?
I'm cool with that.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, but no, I mean, it needs to be bigger pulp.
Yeah.
You know, like this.
Like extra pulp? Because there's extra pulp.
Even extra. Like, yeah. These are, like, really big. Like, you know, so there's these one drinks that Jake gets me from the Asian grocery store down the street from us. And they're...
Is it the coconut water cans?
It says... You have to chew them. They're drinks. You actually have to chew. They've got so much stuff in them.
Yeah. Have you ever had a tapioca drink? You have to chew them.
Yeah, that'd be a boba.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I eat tapioca pudding all the time and rice pudding. Like, I just...
Oh. I love rice
you know,
pudding.
People with texture problems when they eat, you know?
Yeah,
they're,
a lot of
the
do.
Ones that... Yeah, that's not me. I'm like, more.
Yeah,
give
my
me
sister,
more.
Her,
I want
her
floaties.
Yeah. A lot of my friends have all had like texture problems with food, and I sorted it as I was young, but I've grown out of them.
See, I had to chew my drink right there.
Especially being married to an Asian, to a Chinese woman Chinese food is every texture that you can imagine, none of which exists in America, or at least in hot dogs and hamburgers.
Okay, so they put a new screensaver on our computer.
Oh, there's a cat on the, there's a kitty background on the computer. Okay. What are you doing over there? Don't stop the show. So I was noticing on this side.
I was trying to minimize it so I could see the kitties wearing the sweaters.
Oh, kitty.
With the what? Support your local anti-fascists.
Okay.
It says, 'tis the season. Support your local anti-fascists. Okay. So it's these cute kittens with these nice sweaters and, you know,
and ten
hats
Nazi kittens.
And
they look very Nazi,
scarves.
Though. It's more very socialist. You know, it's like Mao, like yeah. literally Chairman Mao-ish.
But they're cute. I don't know. It's because, oh, 'tis the season.
In Mao poses.
Okay, we'll just we'll just cover it up and leave their heads.
There we go.
Actually, has that? Okay, look at me. Oh, so we have a squirrel friend.
Oh,
in
yeah,
our
that's
house.
Right. So right. So what? So wait, is this an actual domesticated squirrel or just a squirrel?
No, this is a wild squirrel. We're still on the wait list to have a squirrel.
Okay.
And you know they only breed once a year, so and it's springtime. So we're on the way. I should be getting an email in the springtime sometime saying, hey, we've got flying squirrels available. And that's when we're going to, you know, and they cost as much as it costs to ship them to you overnight. But it's okay. Like, I'm cool with it. I mean, a total of like $500 or something. You could have a squirrel. And it's a baby, like 6 weeks old, and you have to bond with it like 4 hours a day. And that means like introducing it to all your friends or anyone you live with.
Sounds like a Tamagotchi.
But then, you know, and you carry it on. You can carry it with you in a pouch and stuff, you know. And you have to hand feed it. And then after about, you do that for like 4 weeks or something. And after that, you know, you don't have to bond with it as much, but you got to play with them daily, you know. And it'll be fun. But I had bought Jake for our anniversary, this horse head squirrel feeder for the backyard.
Right.
And it's exactly what it sounds like, people. It's this plastic hollow horse head, but it's hollow. It's got a hole in it, like around the neck, and you put peanuts up into it. And then the squirrels have to go up underneath it into the neck of this horse head and get the peanuts, right? But I was getting upset because there was no squirrels. Like, there was no one coming down. And there was no one is eating these peanuts in this thing. They don't know it's there. And I'm like, there's no squirrels. I'm getting upset, you know? So we started leaving food out, you know, trying to draw them into our yard, because we did see squirrels, but they were like, you'd see them running across like the electric line, which was above our fence. Like, it's ways up there, but we could see them, and we're like, just come down to our yard. But you know,
but little arrows up there.
But how are they going to get down there? You know, it's not like they're going to jump off the electric line and jump into our yard.
You could string a line up there. Come on down, zip line.
Well, but they do come across our fence, back fence.
Right.
Now, I mean, they sometimes do, but we've got him stopping. So there's this little gray squirrel, and he's been coming into our yard. And Jake will go out when he's out there, we'll go out, you know, very, you know, smooth and like stealthy, go out there and try not to scare it. But he's like making this sound like kind of, and he's if you make the same sound, you know, like when you're feeding them, they'll associate that with it, you know. So so he goes out there and he starts throwing peanuts at, you know, around it, but not hitting it.
Okay, right.
And the squirrel will come down and get it, right? Mm-hmm. And then he, you know, would run off and either bury it it up into a tree or somewhere, right?
Because it's winter.
But for the first time yesterday, one of those days, he went out there and was able to sit like down near where the food was and was kind of throwing them over there. And it was it wasn't getting scared off.
Yeah.
So then he just left some out on the pallet where we had the food. Mm-hmm. So we also have like this corn that, you know, put a nail in this pallet, this wood pallet.
Oh, right. Okay.
And it's sticking up, and then you put the corn cob that's kind of dried corn on there, but it's made for squirrel food,
Yeah,
you can just stick it on there and it sticks up, you know?
Yeah.
And they come get the corn off of it. And but he also put some peanuts.
I used to do that stuff.
Right? So we put a little pile of peanuts out there on the pallet also. And we went inside, and then we watched the squirrel come out and would go up and get one. And then we'd go bury it in our yard. And then he'd look around, and then he'd come get another one. And it did that until the pile was gone.
Huh.
Right? So then he was still there, and I was like, I think he wants you to bring some more.
I would love to see a overhead time lapse of the squirrel as it, you know, skirted around and
right, but it was out and it came out in our yard again today. So this is like 3 days in a row that squirrels, well, you know, the same squirrel uh-huh. is coming down to our yard. Uh-huh. So he's, you know, we left it. Jake Bolt left it a bowl of water, but we haven't seen him touch the water. Do they drink? They drink water.
They drink water, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Okay, well, we haven't seen.
Yeah, they're really nasty around the water fountains when it comes to birds and things. You know, the birds will be swimming in the water pond uh-huh. or whatever in the water fountain, and then squirrel comes along and scares them all away.
Oh, not enough bees.
Asshole.
Well, we haven't seen it touch the water with a fork, but. You know, and I think it likes that being the food being on the pallet, so because it has a space underneath it, because you know, a wood pallet has
right,
like
a little cap
like,
in there,
right? Yeah, 2-3 inches,
yeah,
you know,
3-4 inches, yeah,
whatever it is, under so it's laying flat, so when it kind of gets spooked, it
uh-huh.
you know, we have a person. Runs under. Hello,
hello,
how's it going?
Good, how's it going with you?
So. We have a guest,
hi. So this is the Afternoon Delight show. No, it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Yes. Well, Afternoon Delight is my podcast. Here, why don't you get on mic?
Here, come on.
Come in.
Yeah, get the microphone.
Come in. Put on some headphones so I can hear you.
Okay.
And you can, you know, we're all about, you know, whatever.
Okay.
Put on the headphones.
I come from a place that's all about whatever as well. So.
Hold on.
It's kind of right at home. Wow.
Right? So, what's your name?
Kevin Lash.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin Lash. I'm Amanda Rocks.
I'm Delightful Dave. Delightful Dave.
Delightful Dave and Amanda Rocks.
And yep.
Bob.
Yeah,
out there eating some food from across the street.
Cool.
So, you thought it was Friday. No, it's not. It's Thursday.
Okay, excellent.
Every Thursday from 3 to 6 is Afternoon
Delight. What's coming up on Friday that you're coming to?
The Common Thread Collective is on Friday.
Which one is that?
That's with Diamond Dave and Valerie Ibarra.
Okay, I believe I've met them.
Yeah, it's kind of like an open mic.
Yes, okay. I've heard of the show, yes.
So it's like current a comedy?
Well, the comedy hour's after that.
Oh, okay.
But it's kind of like a current events, historical kind of musical podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so our podcast is very unformatted.
Yeah.
No day is ever the same, I'm just going to say.
Yeah, just lots of talking, friends are coming on, bands.
We're a place for people to come and promote whatever it is they have to promote,
music.
Whether they're
great.
A comedian or a band or a photographer or a business. I've had my Lyft driver on once. I'm just going to say,
nice.
You know, like he was
a day in the life.
Dan, the driver extraordinaire, you know, but I've had a couple, you know, comedians like last week, a comedian from Santa Cruz and also a band from Santa Cruz. So I'm all about, you know, people performing live. We're supposed to have someone here today performing a new Christmas song they wrote, but they're not here yet.
Oh,
another 20 minutes or so, maybe.
Yeah, you got time still.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when bands come on, they also will give us their music, hopefully, you know, a lot of times. And that way we have, like, we can use their music when we need music breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
so if you know anyone in bands or whatever.
I happen to be one of those.
Yay!
As soon as I have something to give you, I will definitely
come back
and talk about it.
Because we need, need filler music. Because when we take we need a break. We can't use just, like, any music because we have to have, like, permission from the band or the artist or whatever to use it. Or you get in trouble, like, for copyright stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, their bands are like, yes, you can use us.
And it's great because they'll come in and do live music in arrangements or acoustic versions that they've never done before. And it's like, hey, this sounds great.
Yeah,
thanks for recording it for us.
Last week we had this Homebrew on, which they're kind of a rock metal-y band from Santa Cruz. And they played acoustic for the very first time.
Yeah.
And it was flipping awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it was probably one of the best music shows we've ever had on Afternoon Delight.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with the camera?
Well, that's a good question. I just picked up this tripod because I was going to go home and try and continue making media for an Instagram account. Taking into account that people have a short attention span, I was hoping to.
That's me.
Yeah, me too. I was hoping to use that platform to announce shows.
Very cool.
And having announce those shows. Hopefully we'll have them and be able to use those shows to fundraise to implement community centers.
Very cool.
And so I was coming to tape some of the goings-on for the Common Thread Collective, which I showed up for the wrong day for.
I've done that before.
Well, you know, it's okay. At least it's better to be really early than to be late.
Yeah.
Fair enough. At least I try.
Well, typically I'm 15 hours early everywhere.
Yeah, I think there's at least one day where I half headed out the door on a Wednesday to head to the station, and it was the one.
Yeah, I'm lucky to be here on time, I'm going to say. Well, we do have another co-host. Her name is Sarah Sparkles. Oh. She is
in transit.
As we're talking late. Is she in transit?
Well, we'll see. She's always in transit.
She might
somewhere.
Be here by the end of the show, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, she's always in transit somewhere, but it may not be too here. It's, you know, it's going around. She's moving. She's moving around.
She's part of the movement.
Yes. So what kind of band are you in?
Oh, well, right now I'm playing with a bunch of really proficient jammers. They like to do the funk kind of.
Okay.
And I just, so far, we just get together and I just make up lyrics and kind of just go crazy. We play on the street a lot. We're called Mission Street Beats.
All right.
That's awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
We actually have one, a busker or like a Bart.
Yeah, she just called in.
She just called in. Her name's Little Happy, and she performs down by BART station.
Usually at 16th, I think.
And she has music on Amazon and stuff like that, but she calls in every week. She came in like for 4 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
She calls in every week and plays and sings songs over the
She's really good. Great lyrics. Anyway.
Really? She calls in and sings?
Yeah.
That's great.
I said, have you written anything new? She's like, yes, I have. I was like, will you sing it? She goes, and that was just like 15 minutes before you came in.
Nice. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing that for the Common Thread show too, but it's I always like to come in and just be with those people too.
Right. Yeah.
They're really excellent.
Face value is very important to Kevin.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob, from outside the room.
So I'm gonna say besides being podcast host, I'm also a karaoke host.
Oh yeah.
That's how I make my living. That's what pays my bills. Is I have my own karaoke business. So I basically have to set up equipment at different places. I have currently got 3, you know, gigs a week, you know, that are every week. And, but I have to set up speakers and, you know, microphones and run cords for TVs, and I have to carry all that stuff around, you know, like, I've got 3 microphones going at all times, but I have to run cords for them and like basically stuff you do in a band.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. But then, of course, all the music's on my computer. But then you got to sing. But I need those words to pop up. I don't know how you said that you just made lyrics up on the spot. That would be that for me. That's like insane. Yeah, I can't do that. I need the there's songs I have memorized and I still depend on that screen with, you know, and the words to pop up.
It's like people who drive with always the GPS nowadays, you know, you can't sing without or can't drive without the GPS.
Well, I didn't know where I was going without it.
Right. Can't follow the words without the words, right?
Yeah. So I'm just gonna say that's impressive to be able to just make up stuff on the go.
Well, thank you very much.
So you'll have to come here and show us sometime.
Oh shoot! When I get the whole show announcement mechanism, if you will, up and running, then I'm able to pay my band.
right?
Then Which they helps. Might be interested in coming and doing like community oriented things, like supporting awesome podcasts.
Yeah.
At Mutiny Radio. Like, yeah, because this is we depend on I pay to do this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I get paid to do this. I pay to do it. It's not very much, but so does everyone else that has a podcast here. It's really cheap, guys. If you want your own podcast,
it's not that
easy.
Bad.
It's not that hard. It's like, you know, $100 a month.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, they do a lot of community work, like with what were you just saying? They were about to have a kids.
Pam does a lot of stuff with the Boys and Girls Club and the kids and teaching classes and things. Yeah.
So
Cool.
But Mutiny Radio depends on also like people donating funds to, you know, to help keep this place going.
Right. Do they ever do like fundraisers?
They have.
They have
GoFundMe not going
yeah,
a lot
they
of times.
GoFundMe.
You know.
I think of the last fundraiser.
And,
I mean, she does
the artwork
have the big,
that's in here yeah. is actually she allows this place to be a space for artists to, you know, come in and, you know, display their stuff and gets switched out. And I've actually bought some stuff, you know, because I think some, I mean, when I first came in, I think some of it like went to the studio. Like if you bought,
right,
you know, these little, if they were little, they were called wood or books on wood or something.
Okay.
I don't know, but I got them. They were like paintings with a little piece of material hanging on it. I don't know. I have them. They're in my kitchen.
There's also this tip jar.
And there's a tip jar up there.
Yeah,
so, I mean, when I leave every day, when I almost always put in at least five, if not more. But it's but that stuff goes for, like, the toilet paper in the bathroom, you know, and the paper towels,
yeah,
you know.
Cleaning supplies.
Because we don't have, I mean, you know, I try to leave the station in a better place than it was when I got here, whether it be sweeping the floor or, you know, just, like, try to clean up after ourselves, make sure it's organized, because, you know, we don't pay anyone to come do that, you know. It's just us. We have to take, you know, care of the station that we have our podcast in.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I just want to make a point that it's kind of, well, shocking to me, kind of, that that you as the host and the person who pays $100 a month to hold this space for creators to create and commune, that you have to still buy toilet paper.
You don't have to.
I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to. But like that there isn't more people enjoying this space and contributing the small amount that it would take, so that the people who already are contributing don't have to think about going that extra mile. I don't know. Maybe it's fun to go the extra mile.
It's just who I am.
Okay.
Yeah,
know?
I like
okay.
to. I mean, I
am a giving person. If I have it, you know, I'm not a money person. Like I you need it to live and survive, you know, but you know, as long as my bills are paid or whatever, I'm, you know, and my, you know, whatever's paid for, you know, I'm good. So I tend to, you know, put it to where it's going to be used, needed.
Mm-hmm.
And don't have a, you know, that's how it is.
And plus
I'm okay with that.
And plus, if I'm going to be here,
you know,
for 3 hours a week,
you know,
I'm going to be a little nicer, you know.
You know,
working mic stand.
Three, yeah, I mean, testing,
you know,
1, 2, 3.
Got new mic stands for
that
the
mic
place.
Stand I bought, and
you know,
some cords that I bought because the cords were bad.
Very nice.
You know, like, we have to all just kind of chip
in
so we can all afford to keep the place.
Yeah. There's always things. It takes forever to get stuff fixed. There's only like one person who, hey, pay that guy and he'll fix everything. But then, you know,
you know?
Like, it'll never get fixed because it's like, it takes forever.
So we just have to kind of take care of things, you know, with each other, yeah, so we can.
We all
keep
help fix things as they come.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, that's right. We duct taped that chair for.
Yeah, duct taped this chair. Just today.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm taking in my duct tape to fix it because it was like open here. It's like the awesome chair.
Like, yeah,
but
it's
I wear
chair.
A lot of skirts.
Yeah.
And you know, and this was scratchy and it would like catch on stuff and my legs. It was just not fun to sit on. In fact, today, like, thank you again for the stress, Sarah. It's a little short.
It's a little short. Thank you, Sarah.
Just saying. But so what do you think of Afternoon Delight?
Well, this is delightful.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah.
I'm glad you wandered in on the wrong day.
I'm glad to have wandered in on the wrong day. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome.
Do you live
can
locally?
Stick around if you'd like. I'm just saying.
I like to chat.
Well,
chatting.
Yes. That's all I'm saying is don't feel like you need to go anywhere because this show does not work without guests and people and our friends and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, one time Sarah and I were here by ourselves. We got, like, all our people who were supposed to be here ditched us. I don't know what happened. But they didn't come in. So it was like me and her, and we're like, so what'd you do? I don't know.
I think I might have listened to that one, and it was quite boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
two girls talking.
We're not all that exciting on our own. I'm just going to say. So we need.
Were there even any
friends.
Callers? I don't think there were any callers.
I don't even think so.
Yeah.
It was a weird day. But
speaking of which, where are all the other callers? Where's Gail? And
well, she still has 2 hours left.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping.
And then, you know what? We haven't heard from Russell because we assume that
he's
next week.
No, he's probably at work.
Yeah, he's probably at work.
So I'm thinking that.
A musical break?
A musical break. And that way I can text some people and say,
please come.
Please come. I was like, where are you?
Oh, yes.
Uncle D, you're supposed to be here singing your new Christmas song that you wrote. He performed it at my karaoke show on Sunday. It was really good.
All right.
So, like, well, he's a performer, and but he, like, also comes to my karaoke. He brought in a CD for me that just had the instrumentals to his music. So then when he came to karaoke, he'd say, oh, number two, or track number four. And he would be singing his own songs, you know, instead of having someone else's song.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people do that, actually.
So I'm like,
But never bring it to a specifically karaoke event. That's, but that's...
Well,